We're continuing in Makos Bikias on Daf Ches Amud Beis, bottom of the page. Two dots on the bottom of the page. It's around eight lines up from the bottom of the page. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Hakol Golin Al Yidei Yisrael. Everyone goes to Golus, goes to Eir Mikla for killing a Yisrael. V'Yisrael Golin Al Yideihen. And Yisrael goes to Golus if he kills them, whoever the them is. But then the Mishnah comes to exclude Chut Miger Toshav. And Rashi told us, in the Mishnah, Chut Miger Toshav, She'en Yisrael Gola Ayado. So in the last year we spoke about a Ger Toshav, is a non-Jew who accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noah, the seven Noahide laws that are binding on all non-Jews. So now, as we mentioned in the last year, when the Mishnayis use the word Hakol, everyone, so the Gemara will often ask, Hakol Asuyemai, who does this word Hakol come to include? Everyone. Who's everyone? Who is it including that I wouldn't expect it to be included? What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What does it mean? So says the Gemara, again quoting the Mishnah, Hakol Golin Aydei Yisrael. All go to Golus Eir Mikla for killing a Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Hakol Golin Aydei Yisrael Asuyemai. Whom does it come to include? When the Mishnah says, I call Golan a day, so everyone goes to Golan. Through the Yisrael, that means for unintentionally killing Yisrael, Lasuye Mai. Whom does it come to include? Answers the Gemara, Lasuye Eved Bakuti. It comes to include an Eved and a Kuti. An Eved means, generally means an Eved Kenaini. An Eved Kenaini is a non-Jewish slave who has circumcision, and he goes to the mikveh, and he basically converts, but he's an Eved Kenaini. He's 95% Jewish. He's chayev in mitzvahs like a woman. Does that mean that a woman is 95% Jewish? Chas v'shalom! A woman is 100% Jewish, but she's only chayev in 95% of the mitzvahs. She's potter from a mitzvah to say she has magrama, time-bound positive mitzvahs. So too, an Eved Kenaini is potter from time-bound positive mitzvahs. But, whereas my wife is 100% Jewish, the Eved Kenaini is only 95% Jewish. So here the Chiddush is, Hakol Golin Ayidei Yisrael, that if the Eved Kenaini unintentionally kills the Yisrael, he's going to go to Golus, even though he's not 100% Jewish. V'kuti. So, what is a kuti? So, kuti are people from the place of Kuta, and they were not Jewish, and they were attacked by lions, and they were inspired by the lions, sort of, or scared by the lions, to convert to Judaism. So all over Shas is a big machlokes, is a kuti, are they gere emes hein, they're full-fledged converts, and they have the status of Jews, or are they gere arayes hein, the conversion never really got off the ground because it wasn't sincere. They were just Gere Arayos, Ari, the lion. The lion scared him into converting, and it's not a real conversion. Be that as may, in the first parak of Chulin, the Kutim were found worshipping a golden dove on the top of Har Grizim, and Chazal gave them even if they were real converts, kind of gave them a special or not so special status as not really being 100%. So the chiddush over here is that an eved or a kuti, if they kill a Jew unintentionally, they're going to go to Golas to Eir Mikla. Says the Gemara, Tanina laha d'tan rabbanu. We already learned this in a brisa. Eved v'kuti gola v'loke ayidei Yisrael. An eved, meaning an eved kenaini, a slave, and a kuti will go to Golos and will get Makos al Yidei Yisrael for doing something to Yisrael. The Yisrael, and the flip side is also true, Yisrael Golo Veloke al Yidei Kuti Ve'Eved. The Yisrael will go to Golos and will get Makos for doing something to the Kuti and Eved. The question is, what are we doing? Let's see. Bish Lama, it's good, it's understood. Eved Ve'Kuti Golo al Yidei Yisrael Veloke. the Eved and Kuti are going to go to Ir Miklat because of the Jew, and they will get Makas because of the Jew, is understood. Why Gole? Why is he going to Golos the Katle? Because he unintentionally killed the Yisroel. If he unintentionally kills the Yisroel, he goes to Ir Miklat. Viloke. Why is he getting Makas for doing something to the Jew? What he do? Says the Gemara. Delatia. Delatia means he cursed him. If he curses the Jew, he's going to get Makos. Why is that? Look at the Rashi, second to last line on the page. Loke delatia v'ramina b'shvuas. We say in the Gemara in Shvuas, hamakalo es chavero, one who curses his friend over belosase. He's in violation of belosase, of a negative prohibition. And therefore, if the Eved or Kuti is cursing the Yisrael, he's going to be chayev makas for violating a lo saseh of cursing his friend. Over below saseh. Exactly what's involved in cursing, and is it the four-letter words or something else? So that's discussed in other places, not over here. Okay, weiter. So we have the Eved and Kuti goes to Golos and gets makas ayde Yisrael, either for killing him or for cursing him. That's good. Ella, but I'm on the fifth to last line of the page. Ella Yisrael, go leveloke ayide kuti, but Yisrael, who goes to Golos and who gets makas for doing something to the kuti. How does that work? Bishlama gola, it's good, and I understand that the Yisrael will go to Golos, the katle, through the kuti. If he kills the kuti, he's going to go to Golos. If he kills him unintentionally, he goes to Golos. Eleloke, but why will a Jew get makos for doing something to the kuti? Amai. Now, the kutim ended up being, again, it's a discussion if they're actually Jewish or not, but they were never fully observed. So, the Gemara says, Eleloke, amai. Why will the Yisroel get makos for doing what to the kuti? So Gemara says, "Eloke amai delatia." Why is he getting makas? Meaning, we said that the kuti is getting makas for cursing the Jew, so the Jew should get makas for cursing the kuti. That makes sense, except it's against the pasuk. Again, line fourth line from the bottom. "Eloke amai delatia," because he cursed him. V'nasi b'amcha lo saor. The pasuk says, "A prince or a president in your nation, you shall not curse." Now, we learn out that it's not just a Nasi, it's even a Nasi. Okay, it includes all Jews. But then it says, Ba'amcha, in your nation. Ooh, what does the word Ba'amcha mean? Says the Gemara Darshan Zapasi, Ba'osem Aisa Amcha, only if he does an action of your nation. He acts like a Torah Jew. He acts like a Jew. A Jew acts by keeping mitzvahs. If he acts like a Jew, then there's a violation of cursing him. But the Kuti does not act like a Jew, and therefore the Jew will not get makos for cursing the Kuti if he doesn't act like a Jew. And he doesn't act like a Jew. So, there are going to be three answers over here. Answer number one, why does the Jew get makos for Ayidei the Kuti? Answer number one was he cursed the Kuti, and we reject that because the Pasuk says, Ba'amcha, extra word, to teach us only if Oysa Maisa Amcha, only if he acts like your nation. Since the Kuti doesn't act like your nation, there's no makas for cursing him. So now we're up to answer number two. Ella, rather, Amar Rabacha by Yaakov, Kugon Sheheid Bo Vahuzom. What happened? The Jew testified in court that the Kuti was Chayev Makos, and the Jew was lying, and he wasn't anywhere, he wasn't anywhere in the neighborhood. He testified that he saw something happen in Haifa, and the Eidim come and say, that day you were in Beersheba, hours and hours away, and therefore there's no way you could have possibly seen that. This is Eidim Zomer, the topic of the first Perek HaMakos. So if the Jew testifies against the Kuti that he was Chayev Makos for doing something wrong, and then he's found to be lying and turned into Eidim Zomer, so the rule is Kasha Zomam Nasos La'ochit. We give to the liar what he tried to do to his friend. He tried to make the Kuti Chayev Makos, so he's going to get Makos. So that would seem to work. However, based on the Braisa has it's a two-way street. So we go back to the Braisa, right after the two dots. Tanraban. Ebed v'kuti go v'loka de Yisrael. V'Yisrael go v'loka de kuti v'ebed. It's a two-way street. So we just explained how the Jew can get makos because of the kuti, but then let's flip it. How's the kuti getting makos because of the Jew? We can't flip the same scenario. At least not with the ebed. Probably not with the kuti either. So Gemara says, the kavase, in a similar fashion, gabe eved, by an eved, sheheyed bo, v'huzam, the eved falsely testified about the Yisroel, was found to be an eid zomim. He testified to Jewish chayiv makos, he was found to be eid zomim, so we're going to give the eved makos. Ask the Gemara, eved bar eidusu? Is the Eved a bar Eidos? Eved's not allowed to give testimony. His testimony is not accepted in court. It's worthless. It's meaningless. So we can't flip the scenario. From the Braisa, it sounds like it's a two-way street. But this doesn't work in the other direction. The Jew can testify that the Kuti, and presumably the Eved, it's interesting, we started with Kuti and we moved on to Eved. We have to spend some time looking in the Kovetz and see what the Rishonim say. But the Jew can be chayav for testifying falsely against the kuti or the eved, perhaps, but the eved, and perhaps the kuti, cannot be chayav makas for testifying falsely about the Yisrael because we don't allow his testimony in court at all. So we just rejected answer number two. Ella, rather, bottom line, a chesam a base, amur of achabrei derev ika, hocha b'maya skina. Here, with what are we dealing? Kigon, for example, shehikahu haka she'emba shavapruta. He hit him something, he hit him, but the financial value, or the damages of that hitting, was not even a shava pruta. The Amr of Ami, Amr of Yochanan, said of Ami and then of Yochanan, he kawa kashem b'shava pruta, one who hits someone, but the damages don't even equal a shava pruta, that means his damage is almost nothing, so he's chayiv makas, loke. Now this is a halacha, or a negative prohibition of the Torah that we're not so familiar with, and that is we're not allowed to hit our friends. One who hits his friend is chayav makas. It's a negative commandment. Let's see the Rashi's. Let's see Rashi. First Rashi on top of the page, Tesamet Aleph. She'ein ba shavah pruta. She'im yesh ba tashlumei pruta. Mishalim ve'ein aloke. D'yafinu b'ksuvis be'ilam naras. Beferish ribsa Torah cholav chaver le'tashlumei. The Torah, okay. The Gemara Ksuvas is Amabez. Beferish explicitly Ribsa includes the Torah explicitly includes Chovel b'chaver l'tashlumin. One who wounds his friend, one who hurts his friend, one who hits his friend, one who beats his friend, he doesn't get makos for violating the los hasei, but he violated los hasei, but the los hasei is not punishable by makos. Rather, we make him pay. What do we make him pay? Five things. Nezek, Tzah, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. There's a whole parak called Hachov at the end of Baba Kama. You can do it for homework. But generally, when a person hurts his friend significantly, he has to pay. He's paying five things. The only thing is that if the five things don't add up even to a Shavet Pruta, that's the first line of this Rashi, again, Diva Masl Shem HaShavet Pruta, Shem Yesh Ba Tashum Pruta, if it's a Pruta, Mishalim in a Loke, he pays, he doesn't get Makas. But here we talk about a case where it was did not shove a pruta. So you never have to pay less than a shove a pruta. So if it wasn't worth even a pruta, so instead of paying, he's going to get makos. So if the Jew hits the kuti or the eved, at least the kuti, I'm not sure about the eved, or maybe someone else's eved, he's going to be chayev makos. And if the eved or the kuti hit the Jew, he's going to be chayev makos, because there's no financial value, because it's not even a shava pruta. Then the last line of the Gemara is velo, line 3 in Tesamet Av, velo makshina naka leklala. We don't connect hitting to cursing. What does it mean? We don't connect hitting to cursing. Says Rashi on line 4, divo armasa velo makshina. We don't make a hekesh, we don't make a connection between haka, hitting one's friend, likflala, to cursing one's friends, lomar, to say, shekeshem she'en aloka akilala, so, just like there's no makas on cursing the kuti, dichse ba'amcha, because the pasuk says ba'amcha, only if he's oisa maisa amcha, he has to act like amcha, the kuti does not act like amcha, so there's no makas for cursing him. Kach so too lo yilkal hakaaso. You won't get makos for hitting him because there's a connection between the two. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Velo makshinen hakalakla. We do not make that connection. We don't make that connection. So continues the Rashi. Uplukti he be Sanhedrin. There is a machlokes in Sanhedrin about this point. The ikat makish, ikat lo makish. There are those that make a connection and say just like. Cursing a kuti is no makas because he's not osam aisa amcha, doesn't act like a Jew. So too, if you hit him, he's not chaya makas because he does not act like a Jew. And others say no. So some make the connection, some do not make the connection. So the Gemara over here is saying not to make the connection. And this is a scenario where it's a two-way street and there'll be a chiv makos, the Jew, for doing something to the kuti, and the kuti for doing something to the Jew.